Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
I really miss seeing you all.
我实在很想念众人。
Because of the current COVID-19 situation,
因为现在新冠病毒的情况,
We have not been gathered together in person.
我没办法说在肉身上彼此相聚。
Do thank the Lord.
但我真是感谢主。
We can still gather together in spirit before Him.
我们仍然在灵里面可以在他面前相聚。
I'm convinced that we are still together in spirit.
我相信我们在灵里面仍然在一起。
And we can also have some fellowship before Him.
我们可以在他面前有一些交通。
Before I go on sharing, have some sharing on the word of the Lord, I also would like to share my current situation, if that's okay.
在我们交通主的话语之前，我想先交通一下我个人的情况，如果大家觉得可以。
Because I know for the past few weeks, and brothers and sisters have been praying for me and also for our family.
因为我知道在过去几周，弟兄姐妹都为我和我的家庭、家人来祷告。
I really would like to extend my thanks and appreciation to brothers and sisters' prayer support.
我是在为弟兄姐妹在祷告上给我的支持，我要献上我的感谢。
Thank the Lord, my back surgery went well.
感谢主，我。 背部的手术非常顺利。
And the recovery also is going fine.
我现在的恢复也相当不错。
We know that there might be some other treatments necessary.
我们知道还有一些其他的后续的治疗需要进行。
But we are convinced that the Lord's keeping and also His presence will continue to be with us.
但我们深信主的同在和主的保守仍然与我们在一起。
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your prayers.
我再次为着弟兄姐妹的祷告感谢你。
Today, I would like to have some brief fellowship with the brothers and sisters incident recorded in Mark chapter 4.
我今天想要记载在马可福音第四章的这个事情和弟兄姐妹有一些分享。
If possible, could you please turn to Mark chapter 4?
如果可能，请弟兄姐妹打开圣经到马可福音第四章。
We're going to just read from verse 35 to 41.
我们要从35节读到41节。
Probably I'm going to read the first in English and my brother going to read in Chinese.
我先用英文读一遍，之后我弟兄用中文读一遍。
Mark chapter 4. Verses 35 to 41. On that day, when evening came, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and the other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down, and he became perfectly calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
35节。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内。 甚至船要满了水，耶稣在船尾上枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他，说： 夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？
耶稣醒了，斥责风向海说，住了吧，静了吧，风就止住，大大的平静了。
耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯，你们还没有信心吗？
他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁，连风和海也听从他了。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一点祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们要感谢你，赞美你。
Because you are a Lord, you are a God.
因为你是我们的神。
And then you are the Lord over the wind and over the sea.
你是掌管风、掌管海的神。
And we can sit here and we can draw near closer to you.
我们可以坐在这里来靠近你。
No matter where we are, Lord.
主啊，不论我们在哪里。
We know that you are with us through your Holy Spirit.
我们知道你借着你的圣灵与我们同在。
No matter what circumstances are, Lord.
不管我们周遭的环境如何。
Lord, we know that you are still in control.
我们知道你仍然是掌权的那一位。
So Lord, we just gladly come before you.
主啊，我们实在是欢喜地来到你面前。
And we want to bow down before you and give our ears to you.
我们要匍匐在你的面前，让我们的耳能够对耳朵对准你。
And to hear your voice.
我们能够听见你的声音。
Lord, continue to strengthen us in our faith.
主啊，愿你继续在我们信心上来坚固我们。
And so that continue to lead us, and so that we may closely follow you.
继续来带领我们，好叫我们能够紧紧地跟随你。
And we leave out the following time into your gracious hands.
我们把以下时间交在你恩手里面。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.So brothers and sisters, this incident is actually not only recorded in Mark chapter 4, and it is also recorded in Matthew and then Luke.
弟兄姐妹们，这个事情呢，不仅记载在马可福音，也记在马太福音和路加福音上面。
And it says that it's in the evening that Jesus asked his disciples to go across the Sea of Galilee, to the other side.
所以就是到了晚上呢，那耶稣呢吩咐门徒呢要渡过加利利海到那边去。
And on their way over, and there actually arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves broke over the boat.
当他们要渡过去的时候，起了暴风，那暴风就要把这个船要打满了水。
And Jesus at that time was with the disciples, and but the under such alarming circumstances, he was sound asleep.
事实上主耶稣那时候和门徒同在那个船上，但在这样一个紧急的情况里，耶稣是睡着了。
And the disciples were actually in great fear, and they became panicking.
事实上门徒那时大大的惊慌，是非常的恐惧。
And so they woke up Jesus, and when Jesus got up, and he rebuked the wind and the waves.
所以他们就把耶稣摇醒了，然后主醒来之后呢，主就斥责风和海。
And immediately the wind died down and the sea became perfectly calm.
立即风就住了，海浪也止住了。
I believe that this is a very familiar story to all of us.
我相信我们大家对这个故事都非常熟悉。
But I just would like to share a few points and out of this incident.
但我想在这个事情里面想要和弟兄姐妹交通几点。
And first of all, we can all see that the Lord is all-knowing and that he is forever proactive in perfecting his work in his people.
因为我们知道从这里我们看见主耶稣基督是全知的神，所以他也在各样事情上呢，是要使他的门徒能够成全他的门徒。
Because in the beginning, it was not the disciples' initiative to get into the boat to go across to the other side of the sea.
因为我们知道在一开始的时候，并不是门徒想要坐船渡到那边去，而是耶稣吩咐他们这样做。
But the Lord asked them and to get into the boat and to go in that evening.
而是那天晚上，耶稣要门徒上船渡到那边去。
And this was not a mistake.
这并不是一个错误。
And the Lord actually was to lead his disciples through the storm.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督的意思是要带领门徒经历这个风暴。
But also through the storm, but with a purpose of leading them to know who he is.
而且要借着这一次的风暴，要让门徒知道主耶稣是谁。
And to teach the disciples the lesson of trusting in him.
那也要教导门徒说如何来信靠主。
And we know that the disciples knew who the Lord was somehow.
我们也知道那些门徒似乎是知道主是谁。
And to some extent,
有在某些程度上是知道的。
But now they were to come to know the Lord in a very different way.
但是现在呢，他们要再用一个不同的方式来认识主。
Now they were to come to know and to experience and to witness that the Lord is the master over the sea and over the wind.
现在他们要来经历并认识到主是那位掌管风与海的神。
Now, As they were crossing over the sea,
现在当他们正在渡过这个加利利海的时候
and there arose a fierce gale of wind.
那时候起了暴风
and, there's a raging waves and there's a severe storm.
而且风浪非常的大，风也暴风也吹起
and that actually came out of a sudden and that was not expected at all.
而这个暴风和暴风浪呢是突然 发生的，是完全意想不到的。
And the disciples were caught off guard.
可以说是门徒完全没有预备。
And they didn't expect anything like this.
因为他们并没有预料到这样的事情会发生。
And they were not prepared for that.
他们并没有预备好来经历这个风暴。
And the entire situation continue to grow worse and worse. It seems that it has beenturn to the point that that was beyond their control.
似乎这个情况越来越糟，到一个地步，他们完全无法控制这个情况。
And they panicked, and they were in fear.
所以他们就非常恐慌，非常惧怕。
And dear brothers and sisters, isn't that just like there are a lot of events and storms in our lives?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，似乎在我们的生命中也有很多像这一次风暴的情况。
And A lot of times this storm came upon us just out of our expectation and it just came suddenly.
很多时候风暴临到我们身上是我们意想不到的，而且是突然来到的。
And it's a fierce scale of a wind.
而且是非常巨大的风。
And all of a sudden our lives were just turned from upside down.
所以霎时间我们的生活就被颠倒了。
And like the small fishing boat was caught by the storm.
就好像那个小渔船在风暴中被风抓住了。
And the boat was being tossed by the waves.
风浪把这个小船摇来摇去。
Probably many of us feel like that recently.
我想我们很多人也许在最近都经历过类似的情况。
And we have every day's news is about COVID-19.
因为每天的新闻都可以听见新冠肺炎的事情。
And the entire situation seems like it's getting worse and worse.
而且我们发现整个这个疫情的这个情况呢越来越糟。
In a very short period of time, and if I remember correctly, it started in January, and just in 2 months, the whole situation became pandemic, and it seems it is spinning out of control.
如果我记得没错的话，好像整个事情是一月发生的，然后经过不过短短两个月的时间，现在已经成了全球的一个疾病。
And if we watch news, and yes, we do want to stay informed.
是的，我们是读这些新闻，因为我们是想要知道最新的消息。
But the more we read the news, the more we hear the experts' comments.
但是我们越看这些新闻，越听很多专家的意见。
And brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you agree or not, and we will become more and more anxious.
但是弟兄姐妹，我不知道你是不是同意我的说法，但我们发现是我们越加的焦虑。
And the daily news just update us how bad the spread is.And also continue to report to us and the increasing death toll.
因为每天我们读到新闻就发现这情况是越来越糟，而且死亡的人数也每天有加增。
And it is just like in the storm, one wave after another.
正如在风暴里面，一个浪打过来之后，下一个浪又打上来。
And all the waves are breaking over the boat and the boat is filling up.
而所有的浪都打在这个小船上，而船上也几乎满了水。
And the situation is so perilous.And it seems the boat is about to sink.
那这情况似乎是非常的恐怖，然后船甚至要沉了。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
And Jesus was in the boat with the disciples.
也那个时候呢，主耶稣和他的门徒同在这条船上。
And he had some misunderstanding. He said, "Teacher, do you not care what we are, that we are perishing?"
虽然门徒呢，他们似乎有对主有些误解，因为他们说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”
And yes, indeed, the fear is our very natural response to all the unknowns and uncertainty.
是的，对这些未知的情况，我们是很容易产生畏惧。
And many people in the world describing the current situation as if they are in a nightmare they could not wake up from.
也很多人描述现在的情况，他们说他们好像是在噩梦中，也不知道是否该醒来。
They cannot wake up from.、
哦、是一个他们好像无法来逃避的一个噩梦。
And there are also some medical experts are saying that they don't know what to expect and they don't know what could help.
甚至那些医学专家也告诉我们说，他们似乎也不知道前面情况如何，或是会将要发生什么样的事情。
But as the children of God, we are different from the rest of the world.
但是作为神的儿女，我们是与世界有别的。
And because we have our Lord with us.
因为我们有我们的主与我们同在。
And just like our Lord was with the disciples in the boat that night.
正如那天晚上，主耶稣是在船上与那些门徒同在。
And he was not only with them, he also cared.
不仅主耶稣基督与他们同在，而且主顾念他们。
I think that all brothers and sisters would love, all of us loved Psalm 23. It is such a song dear to all of us.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都喜欢读诗篇23篇，因为这首诗篇和我们非常的亲爱。
And in Psalm 23 verse 4 it says,
因为诗篇23篇第四节是那样说，
And even though I walk through the valley of a shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And David says that the very reason he would fear no evil while he walked throughThe valley of a shadow of death was the Lord, his good shepherd, was with him.
因为在这里讲到，他虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。最主要原因就是那位好牧人与他同在。
Actually, in this song, David started saying, "The Lord is my shepherd."
因为事实上，这首诗篇一开始，大卫就说，耶和华是我的牧者。
And but when he introduced the Lord, he said.He used the third person.
但是当大卫讲到主的时候，他是用第三人称，他说他。
But now, as we come to verse 4, in this difficult, trying, even terrifying part of the journey, and he said to the Lord, "You are with me."
但是当我们读到这一篇诗篇的第四节的时候，我们发现大卫把这个主词转成说，你与我同在。
And now it's a face-to-face conversation. The good shepherd has become so real, so near to him.
也就在这时候最惊慌的时候呢，这位好牧人成为他一个非常亲近、面对面可交通的对象了。
And in his very presence, the good shepherd would use his rod to fend off, to attack out the enemy, and he would use his staff to lead his sheep to continue to walk on his way.
因为在这个情况的时候，这位好牧人他会用他的杖来抵挡敌人的侵害，会用他的竿来引领他的百姓。
Dear brothers and sisters, what a blessing we have in the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们在主里面所得的福分是何等的大。
Because Jesus is mine, Jesus is yours.
因为我们知道耶稣是我的，耶稣也是你的。
And he is with me, and he is with you, and he is with his people.
因为他与我同在，也与你同在，他与他的百姓同在。
And we are not alone in the current situation.
因为在现在的情况里面，我们并不是单单的单独自己在那边。
And when we see the perilous circumstances, and then we may wonder, probably just like a disciple did, and teacher, do you even care that we are perishing?
所以也许在这些紧急的情况，我们有时候会想到说，夫子啊，你是否顾念我们？
No, actually the Lord cares.
我们知道事实上主顾念我们。
And he has been with us, and he will neverLet us alone in any of our life storms.
因为主一直与我们同在，他也不会独自撇下我们一人在生命中的任何风暴里面。
And we fear no evil because he is with us.
而我们也不怕遭害，因为他与我们同在。
So brothers and sisters, let's by faith acknowledge his presence in our daily walk.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们应该借着信心来认识到主每天与我们同行。
And we also need to learn to keep his presence.
我们也应该学习来保守主的同在。
As the story continues, our Lord got up and he rebuked the wind and the sea.
这故事继续往前行，我们看见主耶稣醒了，他斥责风。
And the wind immediately died down.
风就立即静了。
And the sea became perfectly calm.
那海也止住了。
And the Lord actually was to lead his disciples to know that he is the Lord even over the wind and the sea.
因为主耶稣的意思是要让门徒知道他甚至是能够掌管风雨海的神。
And he is the Lord over all, and he was to teach his disciples to put their faith in him, to trust in him.
因为事实上主是万有的主，他是要来教导门徒他能够管理一切。
And remember, our Lord actually took the initiative to ask the disciples to go across the sea.
我们还记得吗？主实际上一开始是主耶稣起头要门徒一起渡到海那边去。
And the Lord knew everything, even before it was to happen.
因为我们知道，正是在事情发生以前，主耶稣就已经知道万事。
And the storming sea, the gale of wind might be unpleasant, terrifying surprise to the disciples.
对门徒而言，这个风暴似乎是一个非常一个叫人出人意外之外的一个惊暴。
But it was no surprise to the Lord.
但对主而言，并不是一个惊奇。
He knew and he was and he had always been in control.
因为他知道，而且他曾经，而且是一直是在掌管这一切。
And also, just through the storm, the Lord was to lead his disciples to know who he is in that life experience.
也正如在这个风暴里面，主耶稣愿意让门徒认识到主是谁。
So brothers and sisters, we are indeed in this unprecedented time. It is a very difficult time.
弟兄姐妹，是的，我们现在所处的情况似乎是史无前例的，而且是非常叫人惧怕的时候。
But we should never forget that the Lord is still in control.
但我们应当不要忘记这件事，就是主仍然在掌权。
And the Lord desired us to look upon him by faith.
因为主愿意我们借着信心来仰望他。
And coming to know him and be persuaded and convinced that he is the master over all the circumstances.
让日时我们能够在经历中能够认识到并信服他是一位万有的主宰。
And sometimes our hearts may like the Sea of Galilee.
因为我们的心有时候很像加利利海。
And there's a piece of news, then our heart would just go up and down like a storming sea.
因为好像我听到任何一点风吹草动，我们的心就好像海浪一样，就不平静。
And may we hear the Lord say to our heart, "Hush, be still."
我们实在是愿意能够听见主向着我们心说话，说止了吧，住了吧。
And because he is the Lord over all.
因为他是万有的主。
And then lastly, I would like to touch upon the point that the storm is just a part of the journey.
那最后一点我想要交通的就是这个风暴其实只不过是一个过程。
And the destination the Lord had his disciples was the other side of the sea.
因为这个目的呢乃是要渡到海的那一边。
Even currently, no one actually know and how long the current situation will last.
虽然在现在的情况没有人知道那个情况要持续多久。
But our Lord knows.
但是我们的主知道。
And he is leading us through the storm to the other side.
他正在带领我们经过这个暴风雨到达对岸。
And eventually the gale, our wind will die down.
因为最终这风和海会起平静会止住。
And eventually the sea will become calm again.
最后这些海浪也会平静下来。
But as I was meditating before the Lord, I was reminded, for the time being, let us not just hope that we want to go back to the old way of life before the virus.
但是当我在主面前寻求的时候，我被主提醒说，我们不要有一个想法说，哦，我好希望回到这个事情之前的时候。
But rather, let us trust him in faith.
而是我们在应当借着信心继续来依靠他。
And keep his presence.
我们要保守主的同在。
And even in this difficult time, let's come to know the Lord and more.
甚至在这个艰难的时刻里，让我们来认识主，更多认识他。
As our Lord is continuing to lead us and prepare us for his return.
正如主正在带领我们来认识他，来预备他的回来。
May this a very, very brief sharing be a mutual encouragement to all of us.
愿意这一个非常简短的交通能够作为你与我共同的勉励。
Let our eyes always be on the Lord.
让我们的眼目一直是注视着主。
谢谢弟兄的们的等候。
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for waiting.
我们感谢主。我们亲爱的弟兄云环他能够在手术后能够来服侍我们。
We thank the Lord that our dear brother Juan, after his operation, he was able to come and serve us.
给我们这么好的勉励。
To give us such wonderful encouragement.
我相信弟兄姊妹们都得到了很大的激励。
And I trust brothers and sisters all have received encouragement.
我还接着我们的弟兄他有一点的交通。
I'd like to continue after our brother with some fellowship.
首先我们来看这一次的疫情究竟是什么样的意义。
First, let's take a look at the meaning behind the pandemic this time.
我们看见各国元首的反应可以大概知道事情的严重性。
We can see the seriousness of the matter, the severity of the matter, through the responses and reaction of the leaders of the world.
德国总理梅克尔说
German Chancellor Merkel said.
他说事态严重，我们应该严肃看待。
She said this is serious and we ought to take it seriously.
这是我们国家在第二次世界大战之后面临最大的挑战。
And she said there has not been a greater challenge to our country since the Second World War.
法国总统马克龙说
The French President Macron said.
我们的国家正处于战争状态。
He said our country is at war.
面对的是看不见的敌人。
With an enemy that is invisible, and, elusive.
美国总统川普说
The US President Trump said,
我是暂时总统。
I am a president in wartime.
他已经启动了国防物资生产法。
And he's already invoked the Defense Protection Act.
这是过去在韩战期间所使用的法令。
This is one of the commands that was brought forth during the Korean War.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这次的疫情的确将造成全球性的影响。
This pandemic has caused a great influence and effect on the entire world.
在过去历史上很多的瘟疫
throughout history, there were many pestilence.
也都造成了民族、国家、政治非常大的变动。
And that has caused great changes through nations, countries, and peoples.
这些变动已经全面性的影响到聚会、生活和工作。
These effects have already caused changes in our work, in gathering, in our life.
现在不仅要在家里上班。
Today, not only do we work from home.
而且要求留在家里不要出来。
But we also are asked to stay home and don't go out.
商店关门了。
Shops have closed.
边界关闭了。
Borders have shut down.
航班停飞了。
And flights have been canceled.
连美国人最喜爱的球赛也停止了。
And the most beloved sports activities and games in the U.S. have been canceled.
NBA 的季后赛停了。
The postseason of the NBA has been canceled.
NCAA 大学的这个篮球冠军赛也停了。
Championship game of the NCAA March Madness has been canceled.
这是81年来第一次大学篮球赛没有冠军队。
This is the first time in 81 years that this has happened.
这不是单一的事件。
This is not a singular event.
许多的方面都要重写他们的历史。
From many different aspects, we are rewriting history.
弟兄姊妹，我们所面临的是许许多多年长弟兄姊妹一生中都没有面对过的挑战。
Brothers and sisters, the challenge that we're facing right now is something that many elderly brothers and sisters have never faced in their entire lives.
但正如我们林环弟兄所说的，
But just as our brother Juan said,
在这一切的事件当中，主仍然是坐在宝座上掌管一切的。
Throughout all these events, our Lord and God is still sitting upon the throne and he is in control of everything.
这个事件固然会对世界造成影响，
Even though these events may cause great destruction throughout the world,
但是作为神的儿女，
But as children of God,
我觉得我们应该得着最多的教导和得到最大的益处。
We should gain the most benefit out of this and the greatest lessons.
因为我们的天父他所最在乎的是我们主耶稣要迎娶他的心腹。
Because what our Heavenly Father, what he desires most is the bride that his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, will receive.
也就是教会必须成熟成为装饰整齐的心腹。
That is, the church must be made ready, and matured to be that bride that is ready for Christ.
我们都一再的被提醒，主再来的日子近了。
We're continually reminded that the return of the Lord is soon.
所以当主把这样的一个机会给我们的时候，
Therefore, when the Lord grants us such an opportunity,
我愿意在这里和亲爱的弟兄姊妹们一起勉励。
I would like to encourage, mutually encourage our brothers and sisters.
那我们很严肃的再次来思考
to very seriously ponder once again
思考生命的意义和目的
to meditate on the meaning of life and our purpose
重排我们事情的优先次序
once again rearrange our priorities
调整我们的生活时间金钱使用的原则
to reevaluate our principles in managing our time, our money and our lives
接着我要稍微交通一下在圣经中记载了几次神使用瘟疫来对付一些事情。
Next, I want to share a few times in the Bible when God used pestilence to deal with matters.
因为时间的缘故这一部分我就暂时不翻圣经。
Because of time, I will not flip to these passages.
但弟兄姊妹可以打开你手上的圣经跟着看。
But brothers and sisters can open up your own Bibles and follow along.
第一处在出埃及记第九章。
The first comes from the book of Exodus chapter 9.
这一章所记载的是神对付法老王的时候的第五个灾。
This was the fifth plague, when God was dealing with the prince of Egypt.
就是降瘟疫在埃及的所有牲畜身上。
That is, he caused all the cattle and livestock of Egypt to die.
那么这个目的是什么呢？
What was the purpose of this?
在九章的第一节这样说。
In the first verse of chapter 9 it says,
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说。 耶和华希伯来人的神这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
So the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and speak to him. Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me.
法老把以色列人当奴隶来使用。
Pharaoh used the Israelites as slaves.
但以色列人是神的选民。
But the Israelites were the chosen people of God.
他们的正业是侍奉神。
And their career was to serve God.
所以他们必须出埃及。
So they must leave Egypt.
脱离法老的辖制。
And be rid of the control of Pharaoh.
所以这个瘟疫是要对付法老所代表的世界的王。
Therefore, this plague was to deal with Pharaoh, the king of this world.
那它对我们有什么意义呢？
What meaning does it have for us?
今天是世界的王撒旦在这里编组了一个非常兴盛繁荣的世界。
Today, the king of this world, Satan, he has created this very prosperous world.
我们所处的时代，科技是最发达的。
The time in which we live in is very advanced in science.
经济是最繁荣的。
And most prosperous in its economy.
股市就是其中的指标。
The stock market is an indicator.
因为这个缘故，所以人就非常的骄傲。
Because of these reasons, man became proud.
那企业呢，也让员工不断的加班做苦工。
And the industries continue to place heavy work on the task force, and we continue to work overtime.
连那些刚刚从学校毕业的非常年轻的弟兄姊妹都说他们实在受不了。
Even the brothers and sisters who had just graduated from university, they all say they can't take the workload.
这一次的瘟疫肯定会重创经济。
This pestilence this time, will greatly affect the economy.
弟兄姊妹们不用担心。
But brothers and sisters, we do not need a fear.
我们的经济可能会差一些。
Maybe our economy will decrease.
但是正是我们属灵上进步的好时候。
But this is a good time for our spiritual life to improve.
也是我们得赎的日子近了的时候。
It is also a time where our salvation is near.
第二次的瘟疫记载在民数记第十四章。
The second plague comes in Numbers chapter 14.
在那里是要对付以色列人不信的恶心。
That was a plague to deal with the evil and unbelieving hearts of the Israelites.
因为神的旨意不仅要以色列人出埃及。
Because the will of God was not only to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
并且要进迦南。
But also enter into Canaan.
迦南乃是耶稣基督的丰富。
Canaan represents the abundance of Christ.
是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
It is a land flowing with milk and honey.
那里有丰盛生命的供应。
And there is abundant provision for life.
那里有美丽和荣耀。
And there is beauty and glory.
所以神的百姓必须进去。
Therefore, the children of the people of God must enter.
但是十二个探子当中有十个他们没有信心。
But out of the 12 spies, 10 of them were unbelieving.
他们败坏了以色列百姓的信心。
They did not have faith, and they tore down the faith of the Israelites.
以至于十个人都被瘟疫所杀。
And therefore, all 10 were killed by the plague.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们有什么教训呢？
Brothers and sisters, what lesson can we learn from this?
今天我们得救了。
We've been saved today.
但是神不以这个为满足。
Yet God is not satisfied with this.
他带领我们有生命，并且要得丰盛的生命。
He leads us to receive life and life abundantly.
所以我们要走生命的道路。
Therefore, we must walk the way of life.
十字架的道路。
The way of the cross.
身体的道路。
The way of the body.
就是基督身体的道路。
Which is the way of the body of Christ.
我们的目标不仅是天堂，而且是千年国度。
Our goal is not only heaven, but the millennium kingdom.
所以盼望我们不要效法那十个不信的探子。
So we hope we don't follow in the footsteps of the ten unbelieving spies.
永远不要说这个太难，谁能进去？
That we would never say this is too difficult. Who may enter?
因为靠 那位爱我们的主，我们可以得胜。
Because through the God who loves us, we can overcome and be victorious.
第三个瘟疫记载在民数记第十六章。
The third plague comes from Numbers chapter 16.
这一次的瘟疫是要对付以色列的领袖当中不服权柄的罪。
This plague was to deal with the leaders of the Israelites who were their sin of challenging authority.
可拉和三个人加上250个首领。
Korah and two others, Dathan and On, and 250 of the Israelite leaders.
他们一起起来挑战摩西、亚伦他们的执事。
Together they rose up and they challenged Moses and Aaron in their authority.
结果瘟疫击杀百姓。
Therefore a plague came and it killed many of the Israelites.
不仅那些带头的被地开口吞噬了。
Not only were those who spoke up swallowed up by the earth.
因为百姓为了他们的死向神、向摩西发怨言。
Because the people complained due to their death.
所以瘟疫杀了他们14700人。
Therefore, plague came and and slaughtered 14,700 of them.
这给我们什么样的教训呢？
What lesson does this give us?
今天我们在基督的身体中。
It tells us that we who are in the body today.
我们要按照圣灵所赐的恩赐。
We need to, according to the gifts given by the Holy Spirit.
基督所赐的职事。
The ministry that Christ has given.
神所给我们的功用。
And the effect. The purpose that God has given us.
我们一起来尽职来建立基督的身体。
Together, we must carry out and fulfill this ministry.
那么第四个瘟疫是记载在民数记第25章。
The fourth plague comes from Numbers 25.
这是对付以色列中拜偶像和淫乱的一个瘟疫。
This plague dealt with the sin of idolatry and sexual immorality.
因为以色列人跟摩押女子犯奸淫。
Because the Israelites were committing playing the harlot with the daughters of Moab.
又向他们的假神献祭。
They are also sacrificing to these false gods.
大大的惹动了神祭邪的心。
And it ignited the anger and fury of God.
所以神降下瘟疫。
Therefore, God sent a plague.
那一次死了24000人。
At that time, 24,000 people were slaughtered.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这对我们有什么教训呢？
What lesson do we learn here?
今天是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
Today we live in an evil and immoral world.
人际的关系是多么的混乱。
Interpersonal relationships are corrupt.
神必定要对付。
And God is to deal with
it. 要审判。
And he will judge.
这是肉体的淫乱。
This is immorality of the flesh.
另外今天的偶像是什么呢？
And on the other hand, what is the idol of today?
就是马门，就是钱财。
It is mammon, it is wealth.
主耶稣把马门钱财与神相提并论。
The Lord Jesus placed mammon and God as opposite objects.
所以我们要对付在这方面贪爱钱财的心。
We need to deal withOur desire to gain wealth.
让我们能够脱离这个罪。
So that we can be set free from this sin.
所以我们可以得神的喜悦。
So that we may be pleasing to God.
教会成为圣洁，成为纯洁。
And the church may be holy and pure.
第五个罪是在记载在历代志上第21章。
And the fifth one comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 21.
那是因为大卫数点了百姓。
And that was because David took a census of
the people. 不是神吩咐他数点的。
It was not a census that God had commanded him to do.
是他以人民多为他的荣耀和骄傲。
Because he had many people in his kingdom, he became proud.
所以神要对付大卫的骄傲。
And so God was dealing with the pride of David.
瘟疫杀死了70000人。
This plague killed 70,000 men.
这给我们什么样的教训呢？
What lesson do we learn here?
就是所有的荣耀应当都归给神。
That is, all glory must be unto God.
神做成一切。
God has accomplished all.
无论是死在我们的主死在十字架上。
Whether it be our Lord dying on the cross.
除去我们的罪和我们的旧人肉体。
Taking away our sin and our old self and flesh.
我们的主住在我们里面。
Our Lord dwells and lives in us.
替我们来活出神所要的生活。
And he lives out the life that God desires.
全都是他做的。
All is accomplished by him.
一切的荣耀都当归给他。
Therefore, all glory is unto him.
我们只应该说我们是无用的仆人。
All we can say is we are worthless servants.
第三个点我要跟弟兄们交通是在这次的疫情中我们应当有的反思。
The third, point that I want to share with brothers and sisters is our reflection during this time of the pandemic.
弟兄们可以随着翻经文。
Brothers and sisters, you can turn to these passages.
所以就是罗马书三章二十三。
The first is Romans 3:23.
罗马书三章二十三。
Romans 3:23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
第二处是罗马书第八章二十一节。
The second is from Romans chapter 8 verse
21. 罗马书八章二十一节。
Romans 8:21.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
That the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
所以在这里头一个反思，我是要借尼托森弟兄在正常的基督徒生活的第七章那里所讲的。
So for the first part of this reflection, I like to use, Chapter 7 of Brother Watchman Nee's Normal Christian Life.
那里的题目是永远的目的。
And the theme of that chapter, title of that chapter is Eternal Purpose.
刚才的经文第一处提到的是神的荣耀。
In the two passages that we just read, the first one mentions the glory of God.
第二处提到的是神儿女的荣耀。
The second mentions the glory of the children of God.
我们的神是荣耀的神。
Our God is a glorious God.
他的工作也是荣耀的工作。
And his work is a glorious work.
所以我们不仅称义了。
Not only have we been justified.
而且还要成圣。
But we also must be sanctified.
并且还要得荣耀。
And then receive glory.
我们的主耶稣是神的那一粒麦子。
Our Lord Jesus is that one grain of God.
当他落在地里死了以后就结出许多的籽粒。
When that grain dies, it bears much fruit.
我们就是他死而复活所结的籽粒。
We are the grain and the seeds that come from his death and resurrection.
他如何，神也要我们如何。
How he is, we will be also.
和他的生命一样。
To be like his life.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等崇高的目标。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very high purpose.
所以我们要竭力的追求。
So we need to pursue diligently.
我们主的神也是我们的神。
The God of our Lord is also our God.
我们主的父也是我们的父。
The Father of our Lord is also our Father.
当独生子变成长子之后。
When the only beloved son, begotten son, becomes, the son.
The firstborn. 我们的天父一直在等候一件事。
Our Heavenly Father has always been waiting for one thing.
就是我们的主要率领众子进荣耀。
That is when our Lord leads many sons into glory.
所以神在我们身上的旨意是每一个都要得荣耀。
Therefore, the will of God in our lives is that everyone would receive glory.
好像我们的主可以得着一个荣耀的教会。
So that our Lord may receive a glorious church.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
That is holy and blameless.
那么第二个反思呢，是那同一本书的第十四章最后一章。
The second one comes from the same book.The last chapter, chapter 14.
那里是讲到福音的目的。
It speaks of the purpose of the gospel.
引用的经文在马可福音第十四章。
And it refers to, the gospel according to Mark chapter 14.
从第一节到第九节。
From verses 1 through 9.
我就不全部念了。
I won't read it all.
我念其中的几节。
I'll read just a few verses from here.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真纳达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
While he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial, a very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head.
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
But some were indignantly remarking to one another, why has this perfume been wasted?
这香膏可以卖30多两银子周济穷人，他们就向那女人生气。
For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii and the money given to the poor, and they were scolding her.
耶稣说由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。
But Jesus says, let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed to me.
那跳到第九节。
Let's skip to verse 9.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方，传这福音，要诉说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, that what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
所以在这里我们要思考的两个字就是枉费。
There are two words that we need to ponder here, or one word, that is wasted.
如果我们看见了神的荣耀，
If we have seen the glory of God,
又渴望神儿女的荣耀，
And we also desire the glory of the children of God,
我们就会觉得把我们的生命一切枉费在主的身上是最值得的。
We will feel that wasting our entire life on the Lord, on God, is worthy.
我们必须有一点眼光，
We must have a vision.
看见主是荣耀的，
See that the Lord is glorious.
他是我们的至宝，
That he is our most valued treasure.
我们要学玛利亚那样尽他所能的来奉献给主。
To be like Mary, to give all that she had to serve God.
这个尽字讲到玛利亚奉献一切。
This word, all speaks of Mary consecrating her all.
对我们来说有三个点。
For us, there are three points.
我们把我们最亲爱的、最值钱的、最宝贵的都来奉献给他。
That is to consecrate our, the thing that is most dear, most treasured, and most valuable to him.
这个尽也说到玛利亚她不仅是奉献了，而且她用头发去擦，把香膏膏在主的脚上，这是约翰福音说的，然后用头发去擦。
In the Gospel according to John, it also says that Mary broke this vial andPoured it on Jesus' feet, and she wiped it with her hair.
我们知道头发是女人的荣耀。
We know that hair is the glory of women.
而脚是人最低下的地方。
And the feet are the most lowliest part of man.
玛利亚用她的最荣耀的头发来擦主的脚，是她尽她一切来为主摆上。
Mary wiping the feet of Jesus is using the most glorious part of her.Being to serve him.
当我们用我们的最好来服侍基督身体上一个最小最卑微的肢体的时候，
Using the best that we have to serve the smallest part of Christ.
那也是我们尽我们所能的来为着主的时候，
Is also to say we have given our all to the Lord.
玛利亚把玉瓶一次击破，
Mary broke the vial in one instant.
但是这个香气却要存到永远。
But the fragrance of the perfume will last for.
如同我们外面的人破碎了。
Just as our external being broken.
里面基督的香气就要满溢在各处。
And the fragrance of Christ will permeate through everything.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
当我们处在这个瘟疫的当中。
As we are living in this time of the pandemic.
非常重要的就是重新检视我们的奉献。
What is important is to once again examine our consecration.
思想生命的意义和目的。
To ponder the meaning and purpose of life.
重排所有事情的优先次序。
Once again, rearrange our priorities in life.
那些不重要的都应该退位。
And to lay aside those that are not important.
把我们的生活、时间、金钱都重新做一个安排。
Rearrange our life, our time, and our money.
在发给弟兄姊妹的上一次的交通里面有提到历代之下第七章。
We had mentioned, Second Chronicles chapter 7.
那里讲到说如果神把瘟疫降在人间。
And it said there that if God causes, pestilence to come.
但是 成为他名下的子民，自卑祷告，寻求神的面，转离他们的恶行，神要垂听，并且赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
But those, my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一条出路。
Brothers and sisters, we have a way out.
我们不要惊慌，不要害怕。
Let us not panic or be in fear.
我们应当借着祷告向神悔改认罪。
We ought to, through prayer, pray to God and repent.
全心全意地转向神。
And wholeheartedly turn to the God.
也把自己和全家全然交在信托在主的手中。
And commit ourselves and our entire family in faith into the hands of God.
因为主告诉我们说，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。
Because the Lord told us that we do not fear that which kills the body, but and not the soul.
物质的病毒会杀身体。
This physical virus can destroy the body.
不要怕它。
But we do not fear.
他说，应当怕的是能够把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的。
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
属灵的病毒是什么呢？
What is a spiritual virus?
就是罪。
That is sin.
罪这个病毒会把我们全然毁灭。
Sin, the virus sin is something that will destroy our entire being.
所以如果在听的当中有福音朋友，或者是我们弟兄姊妹中间对得救不够有确据的。
So if we still have gospel friends around us or brothers and sisters who are still uncertain about the gospel.
那我们不要害怕。
Let us not fear.
只要肯认罪悔改，除去这个属灵的病毒，借着主耶稣。
Let us just repent and destroy this virus of sin through Christ.
我们就能得救。
And we will be saved.
主如果不许可，
If the Lord does not allow it,
我们连一根头发都不会掉在地上。
Not even one strand of hair will fall from my head.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主满有恩典，满有怜悯。
That he is full of grace and
他爱我们。
He loves us.
所以我们要全心的信赖他。
So we need to wholeheartedly trust in him.
我们要像一个蒙爱的儿女。
As a beloved child.
天天来亲近他。
Draw near to him.
依靠他的保护。
And trust in his protection.
那么有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主我们满心感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanks.
谢谢你这么爱我们。
We thank you for loving us.
不仅你自己是荣耀的。
Not only are you glorious.
你要也需要使我们成为荣耀。
You will also cause us to be glorious.
主啊，但愿我们不辜负你一片的心意。
May we not neglect your heart and your desire.
好好听你的话。
And listen to your word.
特别在这次严重的疫情当中。
Especially in this very severe pandemic.
那我们完全转向。
May we completely turn to you.
完全奉献。
And completely consecrate.
一心一意求你的旨意成就。
With all our heart and mind, Lord, may we cause your will to be done.
愿你来的时候。
So that when you return.
我们可以同你进荣耀。
We may enter into glory together with you.
特别是那个千年的国度。
Especially the millennium kingdom.
那是一个何等荣耀的呼召。
What a glorious calling that is.
主啊，祝福每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, bless every dear brother and sister.
给我们信心。
And grant us faith.
给我们心愿。
Grant us a desire.
竭力的追求。
To pursue diligently.
让我们彼此勉励。
May we encourage one another.
借着这次的疫情。
Through the pandemic this time.
我们得到那上好的福分。
May we receive that which is best.
愿你得到荣耀。
May you receive all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹们，我们信息就停在这里。
Brothers and sisters, we'll end the message meeting here.
愿主保守我们每一个弟兄姊妹和家人平安。
May the Lord protect and watch over every brother and sister and your family.
我们稍一点点简单报告。
We'll have a few simple announcements.
下个礼拜我们有三位弟兄要跟我们交通。
We'll have three brothers we'll share with us next Sunday.
Stephen Phillips 弟兄。
Brother Stephen Phillips.
Nathan 梁弟兄。
Brother Nathan Lung.
Sherwin Lee 弟兄。
Sherwin Lee.
对哈，好 ，Sherwin 弟兄。
Brother Sherwin.
好，为我们三位弟兄祷告，还有一些弟兄怎么样翻译的。
So please pray for our brothers, and then our brother who will be interpreting.
另外我们就是为年长的身体软弱的弟兄姊妹特别在祷告中纪念。
Please especially remember the elderly saints and those who are physically frail.
高丽民姊妹现在正在Richland 就是 Tri-City 的地方。
Sister Gao is currently in Richmond in the Tri-Cities.
她住院了，因为她有末期肺癌加上肺炎。
She is in the hospital currently because she has a late stage lung cancer and also pneumonia.
她还没有确诊是哪一种的肺炎。
She has not yet, they have not confirmed what type of pneumonia.
感谢主，她有进步，她的血氧含量有提高。
But thank the Lord, she is making improvements. Her blood oxygen is increasing.
她也开始能够吃一些流质的食物。
She can also drink some liquids.
求主使我们的姊妹能够得胜。
May the Lord enable our sister to be victorious.
祭奠还有其他的弟兄姊妹，包括林环弟兄，他们有各样的需要。
Please also remember other brothers and sisters, including our brother Juan, who have needs.
好，那么每彼此纪念。
Also remember one another.
愿大家都平安。
May we all be safe.
好，我们先说再见了。
That's it.
主祝福。
God bless.